You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Divine Romance by Gene Edwards. This book is read by Paul Michael. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Tyndale House Publishers. Originally published by Tyndale House Publishers in English as The Divine Romance, copyright 1984 and 1992 by Gene Edwards. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. It has been my fondest hope that we might meet again. When last we met, it was a drama that we viewed together. On this occasion, it is a love story. Of all love stories, I find this one unequaled. I trust at story's end you might share that view with me. The places reserved for us are box seats. We shall have what I hope will be the best possible view of this unfolding saga. Let us hasten in now, as I see the ushers are about to close the doors. This is not a thing we would want to miss. Prologue. He was alone. The first tick of time had never sounded, nor had the unending circle of eternity yet commenced. There were neither things created nor things uncreated to share space with him. He dwelt in an age before the Eternals, where all there was God, nor was there space for anything else. He was the uncreated. He was the all. In this non-time of so long ago, there was but one life form.